Proclamation number 9021 of 21st of July, 1965. Divine promise to provide for man's earthly welfare. Whatever you undertake, it must be a blessing for you, as soon as you make an effort to supply my word to fellow men. Because this is the most important task, which you can comply with, because it is alone about that you fulfill my will during earth life and that I announce this my will to you through my word from above. Every other activity, no matter how important it may seem to you, is of secondary importance. Nevertheless, the soul's attainment of its aim alone is to be taken seriously, for this is the only reason it passes over earth. And this aim is to be regarded as a matter of priority, because everything else it achieves earthly will be taken away from it again through earthly death. When you now take care of your brothers, who are richly blessed by me with spiritual gifts, then you also fulfill your earth assignment, which consists in the handing out of these spiritual gifts. But exactly this activity of yours is little recognized and put down as useless, because one cannot acquire earthly goods with it. But I have told you, seek first the kingdom of God. All other things will be added to you. And your life on earth is to be in accordance with this saying. You are only to seek to reach me myself and my kingdom by all means. And you will have no need. Earthly and spiritually, I truly want to give you everything you need, and I only ever demand of you that you also inform your fellow human beings of my working in and on you. Because when you consider that I have given you earth life as man alone for the sake of the maturing of the soul and that I've given you that promise to take care of your earthly and spiritual welfare myself, then you could lead an easy earth life, because my promises fulfill themselves to the word. But since there are many unbelievers in your midst, you should point them to the visible help I provide for those who serve me. You should tell them that my word is truth and has to come true if only the conditions are fulfilled which I have attached to it, that I bring my teachings back to all of you which I expressed at the time of my life on earth, and that I am mainly concerned with the fulfillment of the commandments of love, that you may also make use of my care. For this alone is your earthly task, that your soul can enter the kingdom of the beyond matured as far as possible, then it will have fulfilled its purpose of earthly life. It will not have lived the endless long state in the preliminary stages in vain and will now have come closer to me as a human being, as my plan from eternity had intended. But as long as you don't regard this maturing of the soul as the most important thing, as long as you only worry about earthly things, I myself cannot take care of you, as I would exceedingly gladly do, if only you would seriously strive for me and my kingdom. But how difficult do you make your existence on earth for yourselves? You worry about earthly goods of which you know that they are transient. But you do not believe my promise that I will also provide you with these goods if only you would take the care for the soul more seriously than that for the body. And again I draw your attention to the fact that it is only about your soul, which you are to bring to me. And again I explain to you the meaning and purpose of earthly existence, and I announce my will to you, which only consists of shaping yourselves or of changing back to love. To fulfill this truly not difficult commandment is to be your whole earth task. And earthly you will have an easier life and then also be able to enter the kingdom of light, as I have promised it to you. And that I demand of you, my loyal servants, that you explain to men the meaning and purpose of their earth life, that you admonish them to a love life, which will then earn them a visible blessing. For I truly do not neglect a person who is of service to me, who is constantly active for me and my kingdom by contributing to the spreading of my word and doing everything I ask of him through it. This person will also be able to live his physical life without worries, for it will truly be possible for me to keep earthly worries away from a person, but only ever if the person also fulfills the preconditions. And exactly these conditions are the content of your whole earth life to seek me, so that I can let myself be found, because I fulfill every such request, since it is spiritually directed and you walk the course over earth for the sake of spiritual maturing. As soon as you are clear about the actual meaning and purpose of life, you will also only pursue the one aim, to help your soul to maturity. But then I will bless you, no matter whether you have come to this realization yourselves or whether you have been instructed by my messengers. For then you will fulfill all commandments and submit yourselves to my will, then the earthly world will no longer irritate you, but you will only strive to be accepted into the kingdom where you will live for eternity. Amen.